Oh my God.
There you go.
Hello, podcast world.
Hi.
We still having some technical difficulties here back at the mothership. So, but Jamie has managed to recover some of the audio from today's podcast.
Yes, we got a Dougie. We got a joke text in there. Chris has achieved.
I have achieved. It's always good when I achieve. But yeah, so we thought we had just a little bit of extra goodness here off the front end for you.
You know, back in the 1900s, when I first started in radio, we used to record our shows on cassette tape. And then we would transfer them to reel to reel. And then after I edited them with a razor blade and a grease pencil and tape, I would then make promos and things like that and put them on something called a cart, which looked like an 8-track tape.
Yeah.
And that's how we did it. And we always had them. It all sounded all muddy as shit, but you know.
Way back in the 1900s.
Yep.
Crazy.
It does sound like a long time ago, doesn't it?
I mean, it was.
The 1900s.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it would be, yeah.
That would be some time.
I have a question for you guys.
Shoot.
It's become a bit of a Shane Gill. I saw him do kind of a bit on it. But if I came in wearing a bucket hat, would you look down upon me?
No, I don't think
because I bought one.
My wife makes bucket hats for people and sells them at markets.
Really?
Yeah, quite popular.
I'd have to see you in it.
Yeah, what kind of bucket hat?
And what
how
kind
are you
of
wearing
bucket?
It?
Like, how deep is it?
It's
how...
a Puma, so it's got a big P on it.
Oh, you love the P hats, man.
They fit me. Everything Puma fits me.
P on his shorts, P in his hat.
He's got a bunch of P hats.
Yeah. I got a P hat right. Well, a Puma hat right now.
Yeah, right now you're wearing a Puma. I always thought.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'd have to see
you. Think poorly of you. Like, do you turn it up so that it's like?
No.
Why not?
No.
Never? You'd always wear it in the bucket form?
It's there to protect me, my ears.
What about inside? What if you're wearing it inside?
Yeah, then do you flip it up like a sailor?
Mm-hmm.
So you look like a little sailor cap?
No.
Okay.
You should.
That's not the purpose of the hat.
It might be a generational thing, but I can't wear any hat besides a baseball hat and not feel like a D-bag.
I have a bucket hat.
I don't know why.
I wore them a lot as a kid. Like, that was my thing.
Like, I have a pleather bucket hat for the rain.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Like, my dad wears the Indiana Jones style hats, and he pulls it off amazing.
Oh, you can pull that off.
But that's what I mean. Is it just because I don't wear sweaters and corduroy? Like,
maybe.
Do you have to have the whole outfit together? Do you have to dress like a man? Is it because I still dress like a child that I can't wear a man's hat?
Yeah, maybe.
I've got a Tilly hat. I wear that all the time, usually for working outside, like in the garden or something like that.
Yeah, I got a sun hat from when I cut the lawn, like a big straw hat. But I mean, that's for like mowing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to wear like a man's hat. Like, I want to be a man, but I don't dress like a man any other way, like runners and jeans and tees.
Start wearing loafers.
Loafers?
Yeah, wear suits to work. You can wear like a bowler or a fedora.
Loafers, khakis, right? Khaki, is that manly enough or do I got to go straight
they
dress
just,
down?
No.
It's full suit, 3-piece.
Full suit to wear a hat? My dad doesn't wear a hat. He wears like sweaters.
Okay,
like
sweaters and corduroys then for sure.
Yeah.
But not a whole sweater, like sweater vest.
And then I can wear a real grown-up man's hat.
That's one of those sweaters with, like, the really puffy collar, though. Like, a knitted sweater, but it's got that, like, really thick
cowl
collar.
Neck.
Like, it, like, folds up here.
Yeah, or if you wear, like a collared shirt under it. Like
Or you wear, like, one of those blazers with the suede elbows, then you can wear.
That you can tell,
definitely.
I just don't.
But your dad was an English teacher. I think most high school English teachers from the 90s
was.
Could pull
it's
off.
And he's little.
An Indiana Jones hat.
And you'd have trouble with that because you have trouble with English, right? Like getting it out sometimes.
I don't know if that's true. I just had trouble answering you if I have trouble speaking. All right.
Anyway.
So I have to see you in a bucket hat. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen you in a bucket hat before.
Big guy never looks good in a bucket hat, though.
That's
it always looks small on you.
Yeah.
Like, it looks too, they don't,
yeah,
I don't know
you kind of always look like you need to be carrying a plate of stadium nachos when you wear a bucket hat, you know?
At a baseball game and go and sit by myself in the outfield.
With your little pad and record all the stats.
And then I make the highlights where the ball hits my nachos and falls down. And then so I go to grab the ball and some kids beats me to it because of my gut.
Yep.
That's a full scenario you thought of.
I was that kid one time.
You really played
that. Stole a ball from an old man.
Well, all right, so bucket hats are okay.
Yeah, okay.
What else? What other youth? Nothing. What about like the Scottish driving hats? Like, I always wanted to wear.
Oh, I've got those. I got tons of those.
I love those hats, and I always thought I could pull that off in jeans and a tee, right?
Yeah, why not? But then people
they
started
fill my head right.
What, like
they,
the clip, the ones that come forward?
Yeah, you like could pull that off.
Well, then people started making fun of them because they're like, they call them like craft beer hats and stuff like that because people got upset when people like other things, right?
But I want to grow up past baseball hats.
Part of a brew pub starter pack is that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm not 31 with a giant beard and
a do-rag
and a fish t-shirt.
Like, yeah, start wearing do-rags. That's for sure. That's your jam right there.
Do-rag.
Yeah.
Or a bandana. No. No, how about just a bandana?
Yes, just a bandana.
Just the bandana, but like not folded like a headband, like the
wide.
Over the top. Yeah, like a wide bandana.
Oh, like Hulk Hogan. Tupac, like with the knot in the front?
No.
That's a silly one for you.
Oh, like a wide cool flop.
Yes.
Like just so the points are right here and it's tucked into the back.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Like
no
you're way. About to clean a house in the 70s or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Or just like a headband.
And you could be Chris Band.
Like a sweat headband.
Like a terry cloth old tennis sweatband.
Yeah, like a classic basketball thick headband.
These are all things you should try.
Yeah. I could pull that off.
Have the matching wristbands as well, though.
I did. When I played baseball and basketball, I wore two wristbands. So
that's cool.
They have your number and your name on it?
It's a nice wide thing to get the sweat, because it was a tool, right?
Got
to
get your number on it. Like your jersey number, not your phone number. That would be, that'd be
no, that's for my father-in-law to put on the back of his truck.
Yeah, that's another story.
This is a story for another day. One of my favorite stories ever.
Different day. All right, well,
enjoy.
Yeah, this the what follows is what we some of what we did on the show.
Yes, this is a little bit of today's show. We're trying to get the tech stuff. This, you still got to get a good chunk of content here, so please enjoy it. And, well, whatever.
Or if you don't, call and complain about it on the Dougie line.
Yeah. Tell us what hats are acceptable for men
to
wear.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's good.
Leave it on our Dougie line. 613-216-3849. Okay? Cool. Here's a little bit of the show today.
Bye.
Pigs and Bonnie here. Pigs and Bonnie here. Pigs and Bonnie too. No one named Frank or Mike, Stephen or Bob, no Kims or Sarahs too. Just Biggs and Barr, yep, Biggs and Barr. That's Biggs and Barr and Jamie too.
The Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
Hey, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Yesterday, I was settling down for old nappy nap time.
Okay.
And I think I achieved.
Oh.
No. Settle down.
Oh. I have achieved. Good night.
Were you thinking about us?
No.
I have achieved.
Achieved is a great way to.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I have achieved.
Yeah.
No. Okay, sorry.
That's not what I'm talking about. I achieved yesterday the perfect nap setup.
Okay.
The perfect nap. Like, I could not have had. So the temperature of the house was cool. I had a little mini fan on me from like across the room, just enough to have like a slight breeze, but not enough to be too breezy.
Okay.
I know, Jason, you don't like a fan.
No, right? I know. You're like the noise of the fan.
I had my nice heavy, like my duvet felt good and heavy. It was just bunched up properly. Okay, you know what I mean? I had one pillow between the legs, keeping the little knees, the kneecaps from knocking, you know? Another one tucked under, like I was on my side. Another one tucked under my front arm over me, like a, like hugging a human, you know, my desperate search for any sort of affection. And then I had the double pillow on the right, like with the hand. It was just, it was the perfect, like I'm going to try to emulate that every day for the rest of my life now.
You sleep on your right side?
I try to go to sleep on my right side because it faces away from. I'm on the right side of the bed, guy. So it faces away, so I don't breathe or cough or snore into.
Interesting.
It's better to sleep on your left.
For a giant guy,
you're supposed to sleep on your left. You know that, right?
Whatever. I'll flip.
No, not whatever.
Everyone moves around all night, man. You don't.
Just saying.
You can't pick which way you sleep.
You sure can, but you know you get those.
You can decide what you do when you're asleep.
Generally, yeah.
No, you fall asleep that way. Get out of here. Stop it.
No, you can fall asleep.
I'm trying to give you some important information.
Super tough guy who picks, I can control my body.
Well, I wear
sleep.
CPAP machines. I don't really.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I stay on the one side.
Right.
I'm trying to give you important information here. Because you sleep on your right side could be the cause of the cankers you get in your mouth.
I don't know. I think I just have a... So how come mine doesn't happen when I'm smoking?
It might contribute to it. Because your organs, you sleep on your left, everything drains properly.
Yeah.
If you sleep on your right, you're more prone to get acid reflux up in your mouth.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm not going to discount it.
It could contribute to it.
I do sleep on both sides. Like, okay. I do flip-flop, but I will try to sleep more on my left side and see if that helps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm taking your advice, even though...
It's not my advice. It's doctor's advice. Usually, it's not.
Yeah.
They say when you have gas, you got to sleep on your left because everything will...
Yeah.
Because you're not squishing everything.
Okay, listen, I already stopped sleeping on my stomach, which I did my whole life.
Yeah, that's
so
good too, yeah.
You know?
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Mm-hmm. Here.
I have achieved.
Anyways.
Oh, you had a good night?
That's good.
I was just saying. I was lying there and I was like, I don't think this could, nothing could improve this, situation. Except knowing that I didn't have to get up later to do other
things.
Yeah,
that would be good.
That would be great.
I know, you just lie there until I was dust.
You're dust?
Yeah, just slowly. What am I?
He died doing what he loves, turning to dust.
Yeah, just napping.
Napping.
We trick ourselves. All these other things we have to do.
A nap is great.
Just nap.
Yeah. I had a nap in a hammock yesterday.
See, I was going to say that.
Hey, you love a hammock, eh?
I do, yeah.
I've never really, as an adult,
yeah,
done a hammock. When we went, remember, when we went away, all of us as a show.
Oh, yeah.
When we walked by the hammock section, you were there every time I walked by the hammock.
either that or
scuba diving, one or the other.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be too...
Nah, it's a half-drunk, nice little breeze on a summer's day.
Mm-hmm. I had a pillow.
And a hammock is...
A hammock without a pillow, not nearly as comfortable.
No.
But nice pillow.
All right.
I'm getting all sleepy.
I have it on my front porch so that it's near the rail so I can just move my arm slightly and just... No, I can just push. And
I'll give you a little...
I don't have to swing too hard. It's nice.
Wow.
It is the hammock I bought in Mexico.
Wow. Really, eh?
Yeah.
Man. How about you, Jamie? You just... going through your house every time you try to nap.
Pretty much. What's a nap?
I thought that's
what's a nap.
How he put himself to sleep. He just cries himself to sleep like a baby. Just screams till he tires himself out. Yeah.
Let him cry it out.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Apparently, be careful with your AI. Not because it's going to rise up and murder us all. I mean, it will, but that we're not going to be able to stop that. But don't be paying these AI companies. That are just claimed to be AI because they found a company's claim for bankruptcy after being exposed as just 700 Indian engineers. And by Indian, we mean India. So there's a 1.5 billion AI company that was backed by Microsoft. And they claimed to have a neural network of AI, but really it was just
a bunch of guys.
Dudes in India answering questions and doing research.
Come on.
Just II?
Yeah.
II.
Indian intelligence?
Yeah. So
did they get the right answers?
Well, it was an app building service called Natasha. I don't know why they got to give them dumb names. Yeah. And it claimed to have the ability to use artificial intelligence to create applications.
but it was just
engineering.
Writing code and programs.
That's really quickly writing code as fast as
Microsoft would have done their due diligence.
Yeah, well.
They got to. That's amazing.
Yep. They got a $450 investment, $1 million investment. Which made the company value $1.5 million, and they
just from a bunch of guys using Google.
That's
amazing.
That's it. So just be careful what you're signing up for. Who's next?
I'll go next.
All right, Jason.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Patrick had a nice father son moment when they were talking about because they've both been both actors, right?
Yes,
I did not know until today that his son was an actor. Yeah,
he was in White Lotus.
Oh, okay,
so I just want to play. A little clip for you.
Interview clip?
Yep.
It had nothing to do really with the muscles. It was more with leather jackets on and clothes and playing a machine. Only the opening scene was naked.
Yeah.
Talking about naked.
I've done it.
I couldn't believe. I said to myself, I'm watching your show and I'm watching you with your butt sticking out there. And all of a sudden I see the weenie. And I said to myself, what is going on here? I mean, this is crazy. And then I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello.
God, the weenie.
You did the same thing in Conan and in Terminator and all of those films. You were naked, so don't complain about it. But it was kind of like a shock to me that you would follow my footsteps that closely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Patrick went full frontal in the White Lotus, and it's, that would be weird as a dad. Just watching a TV show, your son didn't give you any warning. Yeah, oh, yeah. There's Patrick. Yeah. He's on TV. He's like, there's this dink.
Yeah.
I mean, he's seen it before.
That's the weedy.
I love that he calls it a weenie.
Yeah, it's amazing. Grown man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your weenie.
You'd probably call it that as a child.
Yeah. Amazing. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, coming up, we're going to need some help from the good folks here. Okay. Some participation. There's a thing going on, and it's like, what's a sound from your childhood that younger generations never hear?
All right. I was going to say smoker's cough, but that was just in my childhood.
Yeah. And people will still hear
that. Yeah, they still hear that. Sure. Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
Like, example.
Okay.
Good old dial-up.
So, put on your... We're going to need your thinking caps again.
Yeah, put on your thinking caps.
Get your thinking caps.
Slap on them thinking caps.
And sounds from your childhood that younger... Yep. Any people maybe under 30... Will never hear.
Sure.
Won't know.
Text them to 762-555 and we'll start a list going. There's already some here to get us rolling once we start talking about it. But
all right. The Biggs and Barr Show.
A list going around on Reddit and stuff about sounds from our childhood that younger generations will never hear. Obviously, the modem dial-up was the top one. A floppy disk being read was also up there. But there's a solid list, and we've asked you to text us your examples, and they are flying in.
Like the sounds of a rotary dial phone?
Yeah.
I can still hear it.
Yeah. The squeak of a crank window, like on a car. Like,
okay.
Oh, my God.
They still do exist in some, not new cars. But
The clink of a metal seatbelt. Because now all those seatbelts are plastic. They make a different noise.
Oh, I see. There's a bit more of a
clip. I hear you.
Yeah.
This one hits home. Someone said the ICQ, for anyone. That was every time you got a message. That's all my parents heard.
Another tech one is the MSN Messenger sounds. Yeah. These ones.
Oh, my God. So many.
Your mom or dad yelling, get your ass in the house now. Because they're already in the house, I guess.
They don't
go outside.
Then they just text them out. Get home.
Get home.
Yeah.
There's the, someone said the body break theme.
Oh.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay.
Good old Hal and Joanne.
Yes.
So long.
It's great.
It's like a minute and a half of that.
Chalk noises, like clapping out chalkboard erasers and chalk in class. They don't have blackboards in class anymore at all, or green boards, whatever you want to call them. They don't have
Are they all just whiteboards now? Probably, like to dry erase. Whatever they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone said, a party line. We had a party line when I grew up in my cottage. And so there was like four different cottages on the same line.
And they all had different rings, right?
Yeah.
So you could literally pick up the phone and listen to someone else's conversation.
The cha-chunk of a manual credit card machine.
Okay.
Yeah. That's another good one.
The sound of lighting a cigarette. Today's loser kids are too busy puffing on blueberry Smurf-flavored vapes.
Listen.
You bitter much?
You're mad because they're not smoking cigarettes.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Smoke a real cigarette, loser.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That is my favorite one.
These goddamn kids ain't even smoking cigarettes anymore.
A typewriter.
Soft-ass generation.
Oh, the TV knob clunk. That is a great one.
Clink, 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 clink.
Even if you didn't have it at home, you had it at the cottage.
Dot matrix printer.
Yeah.
Oh, that was... And the little things you'd have to peel off on the side.
Yeah, yeah. I think my father-in-law still has one that he uses to bottle labels on his homemade wine.
Change going to a payphone.
Yeah. These are great.
So many. Here's a cheery one. War sirens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And they might.
In some countries, they still have them.
They probably will still. That's awful. Who would text that to us?
You're right.
Yeah. All right. Well, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Holy list. They are coming in. Thank you so much. That's always fun to reminisce.
The Biggs and Barr Show on Shay 106. With Joke Text.
Hey, welcome to Joke Text, the contest where you text us your best, worst jokes, your dad jokes, your punny jokes, your awful ones. We read them, we being me and Jason, to Jamie, and whichever one he laughs at the hardest wins.
What do bees do if they need a ride?
What's that?
They wait at the buzz stop.
What do you call a trout with no eyes?
What?
Visually impaired.
Oh, wow.
It's not a good one.
What do you call a monkey that loves Doritos?
What's that?
A chipmunk.
A couple of cows are smoking a joint and playing cards. That's right. The stakes were pretty high.
What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a bicycle and a poorly dressed man on a unicycle?
What?
A tire.
That one. The Mobius strip lies down on a psychiatrist's couch and says, "Where do I begin?"
Yeah, he's,
is that a science joke?
He's a little too smart for me.
What's a Mobius strip?
I don't even know. What do you call a farm that makes bad jokes?
What's that?
Corny. I made that one.
What's the last thing that goes through a bug's mind when it hits your windshield?
What?
It's ass.
Okay. I never heard you that. Never? You both delivered it like that. I never heard that.
What kind of dogs love car racing?
What?
Lap dogs.
Lap dogs. Dude, laps.
What is five toes but is not your foot?
What?
My foot.
That's bad.
Gotcha.
What do you call it when one cow spies on another?
What?
A stakeout.
Another steak joke.
Yeah. It's a steak jokes.
What do the Irish call 66% of a poop?
What?
Two turds.
It's a good one.
I don't know. You liked it.
I never. Two turds.
Two turds.
Will we find a funnier one?
Get delivery.
Why do cow milking stools only have three legs?
Poor cow. Why?
Because the cow's got the udder. Oh, he's a laughy boy today.
Funny.
What do you call a bra in German?
What?
Stop him from flopping.
I should have known that. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Stop him from flopping.
Stop him from flopping.
Which is amazing.
What does a house wear?
What?
A dress.
Who?
A house.
Oh, a house. Address.
Address. Yeah.
No. What starts with an E and ends with an E and has one letter in it?
What?
Envelope.
Oh, I see.
A
letter in it.
Yeah.
What's the dumbest animal in the jungle?
What?
A polar bear.
What's he doing there? That's to way too hot for him.
Yeah.
What's a witch's favorite food at the beach?
A sandwich?
Yeah, sandwich.
Stop him from flopping.
Where did the computer go dancing?
Where?
The disco. Must be an old joke.
The disco.
Pretty old joke.
Floppy disco would have been good. Yeah.
What does the poop rooster crow in the morning?
Poop rooster.
What?
Cock-a-doo-doo.
Cock-a-doo-doo.
Cock-a-doo-doo. All right, pick a joke.
Oh, man. Oh, that's awful.
That was a good one, too.
It's a poop rooster.
That's what it is. Yeah, cock-a-doo-doo.
Cock-a-doo-doo.
That is funny. Ah. It's got to be two turds for sure. All right.
Yeah. There you go. Winner. What do the Irish call 60% of a poop?
Yeah.
Two turds.
Two turds.
All right. Congratulations. Man.
Cock-a-doo-doo.
It's so stupid.
Lots of jokes about pooping animals today.
Yeah. You got yourself $100 in Lotto. Congrats.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
That's right. You want to reach us 613-216-349 or text Dougie to 762-555. We answer as many as we can. James, what do you have?
No, fella's upset here and he's going to leave something.
Well, boys, Google Maps has done it again. Nobody cares, but your voicemail cares. So that's why I'm calling. Apparently, I had 39 minutes to get home from Merivale. I live in Orleans. I've been on the road for half an hour, and I just got off Merivale Road at Carling. So, if I'm home in 9 minutes from where I am at Kirkwood and Carling, I'll forgive Google Maps. But if I'm not, well, I guess Google Maps is getting a nasty review, because I'm sick of this traffic! Get out of my way! Go, go, Gadget Copter, I wish.
I mean, I don't think he's doing that.
He's
9 minutes.
His mind.
No, I don't think he's getting home in 9 minutes.
From Kirkwood and Carly to Orleans in 9 minutes.
Go, so.
Gadget copter.
Gadget copter. I'm tired of GPS thinking that I want to make 32 turns through a residential neighborhood to save a minute.
Oh, yeah. That's,
save 1 minute. Just keep me on the main drag, please, where I can make 2 turns. I don't want to have to go kick a whole bunch of kids off the road playing basketball 6 times.
But, sir, this is the fastest route.
That should be an option where you should be able to put, like, the certain window or how much time you're willing to save to make 97 turns.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to go straight. Like, why do I have to go?
Because it saves a minute.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Sorry. It's
speed bumps.
What else you got?
All right. Hey, Google Maps goosed me and you that one time. Holy. When we were late for Blues Fest, we missed our entire broadcast. Jason had to do it by himself.
Amy and I had to do an entire Blues Fest broadcast. Yeah. You guys just sauntered in and grabbed a beer. And
it refused to say any roads were closed, Jason.
It worked out well for us. But I mean, aside from us losing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely screaming.
All right. Fellas at a conference here. Okay.
So I'm at this conference for a week or seminar, and, you know, there's 20 people there. We're all introducing each other, and there's two Jasons in the group. The other Jason introduces himself first, so I got to pick a different name, I guess. And they just said, oh, well, you're be Jason F, or, hey, your initials are JF, so you're JF, which then became JF. So I kind of like it, actually. I don't know. How do you spell that? Do you think if you spelled it out, Jaif? There's one F, so
Jaif.
And I kind of rank it above Jeff with one F.
Yeah.
Jeff. Jaif. Jaif.
Yeah. That would be
Jaif.
J-A-Y-F, I think.
Jaif.
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 Like Jaif. A little Australian.
But only one F.
So J-F. J-F.
Jaif.
J-F.
Jaif.
Is it J-A-Y-F then?
I think so, yeah.
J-F.
Jaif.
Yeah.
J-F. Jeff. With one F.
Yeah, Jaif.
Jaif.
Jeff.
Which then became Jaif.
Jaif.
Jaif. So.
Jaif. Thank you, sir. At a conference, that guy is doing that in a seminar, and everyone's around the room. Jaif.
He's just sitting Jaif. At a huge boardroom table trying to figure out how to say it.
Jaif,
but out loud. Jaif.
Yeah, he got nothing. Absolutely nothing from his conference because the entire time he's trying to figure out how to pronounce his new nickname. The whole last 2 days.
Jaif.
Which then became Jaif.
Jaif.
Jaif. Jaif. Jaif.
Jaif.
Jaif.
Jaif. Yeah, you got it. You got it now.
Jaif.
Well, hey.
Good stuff. That's fun time.
He didn't even need us. He figured it out all on his own.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah. You want to reach us? Here's how.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
All right. You're listening for that song of the day. Okay. Crazy Train.
Yes.
Crazy Train, second last day to qualify to see Ozzy in Birmingham. On that finals list.
Tour, yeah.
And how much entertainment out of the three of us? I don't know if anyone else cares or thinks it's funny.
At least this guy.
But of the just a four-letter J name, have we...
it's true.
From having... probably 3 or 4 conversations about the difference between the Jeffs.
Yeah.
Geoff, Jeff, and Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff. Now we got a new one.
And now we got a new one. Jeff. And it's not even Jeff.
No.
His name's Jason.
Yeah.
And we still managed to make a Jeff bit about
Jeff.
Jeff. It's insane.
Jeff.
Oh, man.
People listening, do you think this is the funniest thing they've ever heard or the most obnoxious thing they've ever heard?
It's just life, man.
Yeah,
life is funny.
I love it.
The Biggs and Bar Show.